Y'all been quitting it. It's only the first month of the year.
We came by to see if we barbecue or something, but we don't fish it. But it would, so.
I woke up this morning.
We just come in.
Except for, I woke up.
I had it on the 7th. I woke up, I had it on the 7th. It was like 6 or 6.
It was 63 when I woke up this morning. It was cold.
All right, good morning. Today is the 12th day of January, 2026. It is 9 a.m. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted with the Marion County Clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, at 1:53 p.m. on the 6th day of January, 2026. Today present is myself, County Judge, Legal Clerk, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Pattison, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. We will begin our meeting with the prayer and the pledge. If you will please stand. Father, we come before you today and we ask for your continued blessings upon this court, upon the people of Marion County, and most importantly, upon her citizens. We thank you and we are humbled to be born in the greatest country, in the greatest state, in this union. We ask for your wisdom. We ask for your healing of the sick. We ask that you ease the minds that worry. Father, if you will just come and guide us and give us strength. It's all of these things in your humble, precious, most sacred, and glorious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
American flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. We're going to jump over to item number 3, which is discuss and take necessary action on proclamation proclaiming the month of January as National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. All right. Before we get to you, I'd like to read these aloud. Give me a moment. Proclamation for 2026 National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Whereas human trafficking is a public health issue and crime that harms the health and wellness of individuals, families, and communities, often across generations. And whereas human trafficking can happen to anyone, but certain populations are at greater risk, including people affected by abuse, violence, poverty, unsustainable living conditions, social disconnection, and discrimination. And whereas including the force of fraudulent recruitment, harboring, or transportation of people for labor or commercial sex. And whereas over 25 years since the passing of the Traffic Victims Protection Act, an estimated 27.6 million people are subject to human traffic globally, including an estimated 313,000 victims in Texas, 79,000 of whom are minors and youth. And whereas people can be trafficked in person, online, in industries such as restaurants, domestic work, construction, agricultural factories, and by strangers or someone they know, including employees, partners, and family members. Whereas connecting the dots, strengthening communities, preventing trafficking underscores the need to understand how human trafficking relates to other forms of violence and how we can prevent it by strengthening protective factors at the individual, relational, community, and social levels. And whereas the Women's Center of East Texas is dedicated to ensuring everyone impacted by human trafficking receives services that provide empathy for care, understand the impact of trauma, incorporate culture and linguistic needs. Whereas every individual, family, community, and organization contribute to enhance human trafficking awareness, prevention, and response by learning about ways to help. Now, therefore, we, the Commissioner for Marion County, Texas, do hereby proclaim the month of January 2026 to be the Human Trafficking Prevention Month in Marion County, Texas. Signed this 12th day of December, January 2026.
12th day of which month?
2026. January of 2026, with the county judge's signature, please.
I make a motion that we take the action on proclamation declaring the month of January the National Human Trafficking Prevention Month.
Second.
Motion made by Ash, second by Lee. And before we finish, Lace, do you have anything you'd like to add, sir?
Yeah.
Oh. It's made by you, second by Ash. Anyone have anything to say about this?
No, but I'd just like to thank you for your support.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. And I know I always have an anecdote. Tripp and I were driving back from we were in Louisiana somewhere. South Louisiana. We stopped at a Louisiana travel stop. And my wife and I own a salon here, and the state passed a law 2 years ago that every single salon in Texas had to hang a flyer about human trafficking in them, which is just really vague. I mean, it's, you know, don't pick up anybody from this salon and do egregious things to or with them, which obviously is kind of ridiculous if you ask me. However, in the great state of Louisiana, our neighbors to the east, they put flyers in just about every public space. So we stopped at a rest stop to use the restroom, and before you walk in the door, there was a flyer. Hits you right in the face with a QR code that you can quickly scan and report if you are a victim of human trafficking. I scan the QR code. It's very simple. It's two clicks. You can do it walking into the bathroom with someone else. And while I'm reading this, obviously my very precocious 9-year-old was like, "Dad, what is that?" So I kind of explained it to him. Well, it had a brief summary of the statistics in the state of Louisiana. In the state of Louisiana, someone is picked up for human trafficking every 30 seconds. That is egregious. That is terrible. So I had to explain to him exactly what that meant, and why, when we go out of town, he's not walking down Austin Street going to the general store where everybody in town knows him. He's got to stay close to me or his mom or his grandparents, and we're somewhere not in town, because in town we know everybody and everybody knows him. So it was a really neat lesson to learn. I just had it a couple weeks ago. Anyway, thank you for all you do at the Women's Center. We're very honored and humbled to be of support of that, not with just this proclamation, but with our annual, I wouldn't say dues, but our contribution that we make to the center. We're really proud to be able to help you with this. So there was a motion made by Lee, a second by Ashley. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Would you like a picture with all of us?
Great.
You want to get it now?
Yeah, let's knock it out. Then we can get the sausage maker. Do that to you. He will take it after he takes it.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Let's see. Yep, thank you. Ready? 1, 2, 3. One more time. 1, 2, 3. Change phones. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Perfect. Very much. Can I keep
this? I'm going to give that to the clerk so they can test it and Sam will email it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
you. All right. We will go back to item number one, the consent agenda.
Monthly reports.
Mm.
treasurer, October through November, 2025, county clerk, December of 25, JP Precinct 2, December of 25, the sheriff, December of 25, and JP Precinct 1, December of 25, and those are the monthly reports.
Motion to approve the agenda presented, Commissioner Ashton.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Patterson, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, discuss take any necessary action on payroll from December 1st to 15th, 2025, and December 16th through the 31st of 2025.
On 12/15/2025, there was payroll transfer for net pay of $95,984.28. Federal tax deposit was $27,456.49. On 12/31/2025, the payroll transfer for net pay was $109,948.77. The federal tax deposit for our payroll taxes was $33,579.29. Also for TCDRS for our December 2025 retirement. On 12/31/25, it was $51,432.95. And then also for the Texas Workforce Commission, which is going out today on 1/12/26 for our fourth quarter 2025 unemployment tax, it's $343.39. $343.39 for fourth quarter 2025 unemployment taxes.
Motion to approve the payroll from December 1st to the 15th of 2025 and December 16th through the 31st of 2025 as presented by our treasurer, B.J. Westbrook. Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Webb, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number four, discuss to take necessary action on investment policy strategy and resolution for 2026. No changes. However, since there are no changes, would it be relevant for us to do another CD this year? Would that be doable?
I'll have to look and see where we are first.
Okay.
let me plug the paper.
Okay.
If we have enough, I'll get with BJ and we'll do it. Because we are down. We don't have very many lifts.
Okay.
Or right now. We don't have any.
Any questions? I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the investment policy strategy and resolution for 2026.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Patterson, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Item number five, discuss take necessary action on Marion County Employee Handbook with new 2026 updates.
Yeah, I'm going to go to your book, the changes, because I know you'll get one all 60 pages. Work shoes, and then now I've changed it to still have the $100, but now if they want to buy like a nicer pair of boots, they can do $200 every other year. And then the last one was just update the purchasing policy for the change in the new statutes going up to $100,000 for bids.
Is the mileage reimbursement in our handbook?
No, I don't think so.
We put it in court.
So, gentlemen, the last commissioner's court meeting, we said mileage reimbursement to the tune of the federal government for the next few years. That same day, we went down and looked at it, Chan and I in BJ's office, and it was not 68, it was 72.5. So they changed it from the time we had the meeting to lunch. So I'm glad we did it that way.
Yeah.
Not the federal government waiting until the very last second to actually get something done.
But I can add that in here if I want you to.
I just didn't know if it was in there or not.
No, it's not.
Any questions on item number 5? I'll entertain a motion on item number 5.
Motion to approve the updates and changes made by Shannon for our employee handbook for the 2026 update.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 6. Discuss and take necessary action on Rob L. Abbott, CPA, PLLC, to perform year-end audit for December 31st, 2025, at the cost of $20,600 plus actual mileage, travel expenses, plus any additional fee for single audit if necessary. This is an audit we perform on ourselves every year. I think in the last 5 years it's gone up 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000.
And we actually did last year have a single audit, but we do not this year. We did not meet the threshold.
I'm glad somebody's here to keep you square.
Somebody's watching after me.
Thank you, Commissioner Lynn. I messed this up.
What?
I just took all the sheets out to sign. I got it out of order.
Oh,
and then a lot less signatures if they had to flip through. Peace, the experience and knowledge I have gained here
have been invaluable. I will do my best to make the transition by completing my responsibilities and assigning, assisting in training in the new Justice Peace Precinct 2, Place 1. Judge Biddy, do you have anything to add?
No.
All right. So I will, if you guys have any questions, I'll entertain a motion on the letter of resignation.
Motion to accept the letter of resignation for Justice of the Peace Precinct 2, Judge Alan Biddy and Marion Catherine. Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Webb. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Judge Biddy, thank you for your time and service to the people of this county. It truly is appreciated. We will add on our next Commissioner's Court meeting a action item to appoint your successor, which I would assume would be Ms. Moore, who has signed up unopposed for that position.
That's correct.
And then probably have a discussion with you, her, and I on how to transition, exactly what time we need to swear her in. We can probably swear her in earlier so she doesn't have to come up here at 11:59 on the 31st day of December to be sworn in, and you just stay the Justice of the Peace until clock strikes midnight when you lose your shoes. All right. Item number 8 is to the table, discuss taking necessary action related to hunting activities within a subdivision. I need a motion to table if the court so chooses to do so.
Motion to table number 8, taking necessary action relating to hunting activities within a subdivision.
Motion to table by Ashley.
Second.
Second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And that action is tabled. Item number 9, discuss taking necessary action concerning the Water Sewer Infrastructure House Bill 500 Direct Appropriations Project. So you will notice on the last few agendas that has been a bill, a little grant. However, that House Bill 500 was an appropriation directly to Marion County, so there's not actually a grant. It is a grant, it's just that through a different mechanism, which is an appropriation that's tacked on to the bill. So I have nothing to report on that. Do you gentlemen have anything to discuss?
Not yet.
So no action. Item number 9. Can discuss here in the updates taking necessary action on the Marion County Health and Resource Coalition for Mr. Will Thomas. Will, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Sir. How's everybody doing today?
Well, how are you, sir?
Cannot complain at all. The coalition was formed, as I come up here, I've nothing to talk to you guys about, but the coalition was formed to coordinate health care, mental health, and social services across Marion County with a focus on access, collaboration, and sustainability, especially for the underserved and rural residents. And what we've been doing, the key updates for this past month is we strengthened our partnerships. We have active collaboration with the JISD, Jefferson Independent School District, Community Health Board, Pat Brady, UT Tyler, Marion County, and Marion County Hospital and District, along with other local organizations. These partnerships is focused on bringing services to the community rather than requiring the residents to travel long distances. Medical and mental health coordination. We have ongoing planning and to expand the medical access, mental health support, and preventive care through coordinated service deliveries. Emphasis on reducing the gaps in the care for seniors, families, veterans, and individuals with limited transportation. As I stated last time we was up here, we're working with EdCog and also with UT Tyler to put in, we put in a grant with those guys to get transportation in the form of the GO bus to take people to and from their appointments, medical appointments if they're outside of Jefferson. They can pick, and the GO bus can pick them up at home. But one of the things I really want to stress is that veterans, any veteran can ride the GO bus for free. And so the only thing they have to do is call 24 hours prior and the GO bus will pick them up at home. So if we can push that word out a little bit more, that way we would kind of reduce the number of people that's missing doctor's appointments because they don't have a ride. community-based model. We are currently exploring the use of the school, which was the primary school. We're using that facility as a service hub, as I told you last month, as our phase one with UT Tyler and the rest of the entities to bring healthcare right here to Marion County. We're working towards a model that will allow providers to share space and then also have referral pathways. Our organizational development. We continue to work on governance, coordination agreements, and sustainment planning. We continue to identify grants and funding opportunities to support the long-term operations without placing additional strain on the county resources. The challenges that we identified is the limited number of providers in this area. Also the transportation barriers, which we're working through. We're increasing the demand for mental health services through our coordination with Community Health Corps. I think that we're going to bridge that gap. And we have some things that we're working on right now. Patty, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but we can just continue to wait. And once we get everything ironed out, I can give you a better idea of exactly which direction we're going. And then, of course, we need to focus our attention on getting vaccinations for people to take the flu vaccination. Seems like every time I get up here, I go get one area that I get stuck a little bit. But anyway, the flu vaccines is one of the areas that we need to put some emphasis on right now. We have 37% of people in Marion County who have not taken the flu shot. Our next steps is to finalize and continue coordination agreements with all of our partner organizations. As I told you about the phase one that we're doing with the primary school, I'm gonna have a memorandum of understanding put together so that all of the entities will know which way we're going to go and how we're going to do things. I'll be sitting down with the lawyers today to make sure that's signed and taken care of. And in closing, I'd like to let you guys know that we appreciate everything that you're doing, and the coalition remain committed to working in partnership with Marion County leadership to improve the health outcomes, reduce duplication of services, and ensure that the residents here receive care and support that they need close to home. Thank you for your continued support.
Thank you. Will, on behalf of the Commissioner's Court, we would like to thank you for all the due diligence that you do and the hard work that you put in and the thankless job that you do. There's a lot of things you get done, not just from my office, but this court, that it would take us a decade to run down. And you always got the answer on top of your head. And the cadence you go by when you talk, we're used to you, brother. We can keep up with you.
Thank you.
And to go back a little bit on go bus rides, you know, that is a hidden jewel in our community. If someone needs to get to Longview and they don't have a ride or transportation to the doctor, as Will stated, you can contact the Go Bus 24 hours ahead of time. They will pick you up from your home. They are wheelchair accessible. They have staff that are trained to be able to help folks that aren't very mobile to get on and off the bus. Also, as Will stated, if you are a veteran, you ride for free. If you're not a veteran, I think the most expensive ride,
$2.50.
Yeah, I was going to say $2.50. And it goes in the 14 county region. So anywhere from Marion County to Smith County, Camp County, Harrison County, just and anywhere in between. I looked it up really quick while he was talking, and we'll try to maybe put something on the county website.
I was going to ask him after court if there's any flyers or anything.
There's a telephone number that you can call. There's a website that you can visit to schedule a ride, and they have a mobile app that you can download. And I think, matter of fact, I will.
Make sure our veteran sister's on there too.
Yes, it might be part of the
veteran. Oh, yes, okay.
Shanna, I'm going to send this to you, and we can hopefully get it on the website. And it's not just for doctors' visits. Anywhere you need to go.
Exactly.
If you need to go to a pharmacy in Longview, because they have a special script there that they only sell there, you can take the Go Bus. It's, they're nice, they're clean, they're provided by the COG through the help of the county or the county. So it's a really interesting program, and it's very useful. All right, do you guys have any questions, comments, concerns on item number 10? Hearing none, no action taken on item number 10. Item 11, discuss and take any necessary action on the updates regarding the hospital building. At this point, we are still waiting on a letter from the guys that are heading that up, so I have nothing to report that's being worked out between the county attorney themselves. You guys have any questions, comments, or concerns on item number 11? All right, no action taken on item number 11.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Patterson and Commissioner Lee. Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.